I've watched that. I remember the characters, and that was the contact of life, and they didn't explain a lot of stuff, but it was there, and kind of crazy. We've had so much of this stuff, you know, that has been influencing us through time. It's hard to get your head around it. But let me go back to where I was trying to drag folks. Some science fiction shows that talked about the darker realities, right? The first one that comes to my mind was a series from 2002. Now, it was a mistimed series because they were trying to push the Great War of Terror, and they pushed that on our society. But meanwhile, there's a TV show that came out called Firefly, and Firefly was in a post-Civil War type region of space where all these people we'd stretched out as a society, and there was the I want to control you type and the leave me alone type, and they got into a big old fight, and the I want to control yous won. Firefly kept on and had stellar ratings. It was one of the best science fiction shows. They merged cowboys and spacecraft. And because that, you know, when we're in a colonization type thing, you got to move your cows from one planet to the other somehow, right? And it was just beautiful how they did that. But the message was wrong because we were going more towards a global society. At least that's my take on the whole situation of Firefly. They weren't saying the powers that be, if they are, you know, well, we know they are. We just don't know to what degree. But that wasn't the message. And how do they cancel these wonderful shows with great ratings? Well, I'd say political pressure. Doc, did you ever get to see Firefly?
That one rings a bell, but my memory's a little rusty. But you're right. There was a lot of them that had this political theme, I guess. And those are the ones that seem to disappear.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think you've seen that one, did you, Alan?
No, I haven't had regular television in like 12 years now. But, you know, Steve, you know, you were telling me a little while back, you started describing, you know, this new science fiction show that was on. And I said, huh. I said, you know, Stephen King wrote a novel like that. It was called Cell. And you go, well, that's the name of this show, you know, about, you know, the cell, someone taking over the satellite system and putting a tone through the, you know, and everyone's cell phone rings and they pick it up and they answer it and this tone hits them and it, you know, basically turns them into a zombie. Yeah, a lot of stuff came from Stephen King, you know, kind of like the Tommyknockers. You know, it has good, you know, has similarities to the Matrix. You know, they're about the, you know, the bodies being immersed in a, you know, in a fluid and being used basically as a, you know, live batteries. To create power.
Yep. That's it. Hey, end of the first hour, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. Be right back.
The tree of life is us, my friends. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Well, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. This is second hour. It's August 6th, 2017. Talked a lot about, well, science fiction so far, and you know how it's closer to reality than a lot of things, and they kind of mix the message or their message into it, they being the people that just won't leave us alone. Anyway, so let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Sherry, Sherry in Kansas, how are you doing?
Okay. Hi, y'all. Dark Angel was the one I was going to guess on your quiz, and I thought, in hindsight, I thought the reason it was canceled because after the societal breakdown happened, whatever the caused it, they were using drones to patrol the population, and I thought, well, in hindsight, I thought, well, they don't want anything bad associated with those drones because that's probably what they intend to do with them.
I'd agree with that. I think that sounds right on. They stop that if it villainizes their stuff.
Yeah, because there's controversy right now about, people don't like them flying over their property. You know, and they're spying on people. But, you know, even talking about old movies, Hollywood has always tried to change the culture through their messages, even the older movies. And a lot of it was consumerism, tried to push people more towards consumerism because that's what pumped the economy, I think. But, Alan, I've got a question for you. Did you happen to catch the interview with Dr. Stephanie Seneff on the Power Hour this week?
Which one was it? I've been in and out. Generally, if I don't catch it the first time, I'll listen to a replay of it. I don't recall that one.
She's the scientist from MIT that was talking about glyphosate.
Oh, yeah. I did hear that one, yes.
Yeah, I had read her article, one of her articles a few months back, and she's talking about how glyphosate is plugging in for glycine in molecular things in your making body tissues and stuff. And I think it does have a lot to do with the autism, from what she said in that. The name of the paper, and you can get it from the Weston A. Price Foundation site, is Glyphosate and Collagen.
Yeah, you know, the doc can talk a lot about this, too. A lot of these chemicals that they are, feeding to us basically are meant to mimic or replace, natural things that are in our systems. And, whether glyphosate is, the actual cause of autism, I would say probably a contributing factor. Does it make you more susceptible? Your body less able to defend itself against, the injections that all these children are getting? Because I've got a real close thing right here this week. My brother is down with his children, and his third child is, became autistic. Was not born autistic, but became autistic. And his mother is a doctor, and before I could even get the question out, she said it was the MMR vaccine at 12 months. I watched it happen, and they've managed to bring her back around through doing some natural chelation and stuff. Doc says, and Doc, I've given him your number. Hopefully he will get in touch with you and give you a call, if you can help, try some things that maybe they haven't. But, it just saddens me so much to see this beautiful little girl. And she's still in there because every now and then she'll string three or four words together that are just a clear, coherent, sentence that she's seen or heard somewhere. And so she's in there. She just can't get out. And it's just so sad. It just drives me up a wall. That people could do this
Sherry?
For profit pisses me off.
Yeah.
Hey, Sherry, what was the name of that article? Glyphosate what?
Glyphosate in collagen, something like that. But it's on the, if you go to the Weston A. Price Foundation.org, I think it's their website, and you just search for glyphosate glyphosate and collagen. You'll find it, but she makes a pretty compelling. They take the data from the measles vaccine and see your body is made up of like 25% collagen, you know, connective tissue, and they grow the measles part of the MMR vaccine in gelatin, and gelatin is collagen, you know.
Yeah, on agar plates, yeah.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. The it's only about a 12 or 15 page article. So, and you guys, you and Doc, I'm sure would understand a whole lot better than I did, because, you know. But
yeah, I heard that on the Power Hour today, a few days ago as well. I thought it was fascinating. But that whole problem with glyphosate is huge. You know, I mean, huge. I had a friend earlier this week that came back from the doctor, and they told him that he has blood in his intestinal tract, and, you know, he's got to do this and that and this, and I'm going glyphosate. You know, you got to stop eating all that garbage. And look, Sherry, we live in this little tiny place. It's called Fredericksburg, Texas. And all these people from around Texas and around the world come, and they walk up and down our main street. And I decided to, well, as I was driving through, I just wanted to count how many people were obese and how many people were about the normal frame structure. And so I drive down, I go, obese, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, hey, one normal body type. 2, wow, hey, 7, 8, 9, 10. My God, it really hurt me doing that test. And I bet you anything that I can go down our main street and count people, and of course they're going to be calling me a body shamer, right, by doing that. It's a little liberal term, but it is the truth that, well, something's gone wrong. Something's gone wrong, and it's got to be with our food, with our vaccines, with our environments. Something's gone wrong, and we got to get control of it. And I think the glyphosate connection is real. You know, I think I've been hogging the air a little bit too much.
Well, and
Doc ended to go ahead,
the
Sherry.
Thing is, and between you were talking about the cell phones and stuff, and the children, and between the food supply and the children not getting out and playing games like we all used to do when we were young, and then just being glued to their computers and TVs and cell phones, you know, the kids are obese too.
Yeah. You go out and you play in the dirt, you know, and you encounter, you know, the germs and the bad little bugs that are out there and everything, and your body develops the defenses against it, so that you're not just blindsided. You know, you do that when you're young, when your immune system is strong and developing, and you know starting its proper function in life. And I know Doc, you can talk. Jump in here, Doc. You can talk a lot about this stuff, can't you?
Well,
I'm gonna hang up and listen. Bye.
Okay.
Hey, Sherry, good to have you. I was just going to say, Alan, you kind of nailed it. When all these toxins hit the body, it weakens the body's ability to fight back. It doesn't matter what it is after a while. If it doesn't belong in your body and they put enough of it in the soil, it'll get in your body. It'll get in the food. It'll get in the air and the water. And pretty soon, it's like the Alamo. You just can't fight off any more guys coming over.
And the aspartame that's in everything. I mean, they're allowing to put that in everything. You know, it's not labeled as aspartame. It's labeled as natural flavorings or, you know, something else. You know, the FDA allows them to put that in there as a certain percentage, and you don't have to call it aspartame.
Yeah. Hey, we've got another caller on the line. Hang in there for a second. Over in the chat room, Sherry was saying that the last two shows that we've alluded to mind control. And I'm sorry, I don't really mean to be alluding to mind control. I mean to be saying they are using mind control. Now, how you define that, that's another case. You know, predictive programming is one form. But in the end, mind control is also just communications about talking about things. I look at the Hegelian dialectic. You can superimpose that on, let's say, this obesity problem that we have in the United States of America, because that's a problem reaction solution, and I can't do the whole other one. But they sit there, and there is a problem, and the problem could be the glyphosate. There's the reaction. We've got to solve this, and there's the solution. You need more diet sodas. You need your smartwatch that's going to watch all your steps, and you need to. They have lots of products, but they don't go after the problem. Which, no,
they create
a normalcy
bias.
The food.
Yeah, they create a normalcy bias. You know, now it's normal to be, you know, overweight. You know, not obese, but overweight. You know, oh, it's okay, you're just plump. You know, they create a normalcy bias because, you know, then you see everyone else around you. You don't see yourself as you know, overweight or fat. So you don't really struggle to, you know, to lose that weight and, you know, get healthy again. The whole thing is mind control.
Yeah, and I made a mistake. That was Annie out in the chat room. So, apology, Annie. But, yeah, it kind of, like, it tweaks my brain a little bit. But mind control is there, and it's also a form of communication. We're always trying to communicate to one another. Some of us have more deceptive ways of doing it, placing a Coke can or a Pepsi can in a blockbuster movie. We'll sell more Pepsi, and that was the whole intention. And that is a definition of mind control. There's a lot of other ways, but okay, that's enough of this. Well, let's do some more. Hey, Chris out of Vegas, sorry to keep you holding on for so long. What's going on, man?
Well, it was nice being hailed by a group like the Texicans down there on this show.
Morning, Chris.
Good morning, gentlemen. You had some intriguing dialogue going on earlier that I thought I would respond to. You mentioned the Lost in Space episode and Robbie the Robot and Dr. Smith. Curiously, I happen to acquire, that's a really curious word in and of itself that they use a lot in the so-called sale of J.P. Morgan Chase, or WAMU to J.P. Morgan Chase in particular. And it is a fancy legal word for they bought debts or debt collection from others. But more importantly, I think relative to your discussion, is I happen to have the ability to acquire a working model that actually talks when you tap on its head of Robbie the Robot from the Lost in Space series that I just happened to be in the right place at the right time and had the money in my pocket to purchase it. And it still works and functions and lights up and talks and says, danger, danger, Will Robinson, and other things of that nature. And I thought it was highly collectible, desirable. Say again?
The full size, the full-size model? You have the full-size model, or is it a smaller one?
It's probably about 10 inches high, as I recall.
Okay, yeah.
Proximal. I'm not looking at it right now, so I can't tell you exactly, but that's about as close as I remember. But it's a pretty nice piece. It's clear plastic, and like I say, it's got numerous little LED-type lights inside that light up. Maybe they're not LEDs, or it could be incandescents, but they're colored. And I thought it was a noteworthy little piece that I found. And then also,
hey,
you mentioned the...
Hey, Chris, let me jump in real quick. Hold on. Robbie the Robot was actually from Forbidden Planet. That was a precursor to the robot in Lost in Space. You remember Forbidden Planet?
I do. I used to watch those things when I was younger. My interest has waned a bit since I got more into more serious topics, but I still recall many of those things from my youth and exuberance back then, and I do so fondly.
Kinder, gentler time.
Okay,
sure.
Hang on. That's the music. We'll be right back. We got Chris out of Vegas. Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, back again. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, Chris in Vegas is with us, and let's just keep going. What's going on, Chris?
I have to first and foremost give accolades and appreciation and admiration for a constitutional sheriff I had the privilege of speaking directly first person to yesterday in Nye County, Nevada. That's the sheriff that Richard Mack went to visit up there, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, when he went to visit the Bundys at the federal holding prison facility up there. And he also met with the sheriff, which he extolled their virtues. And I thought he was being a little glorifying and embellishing, but I found her to be at least as well as he described, and maybe even more so. She was truly a constitutional shireeve who understood the powers of her office. And in spite of the nexus of the payments from the county commission, who was also a county commissioner there, was very aware of the sheriff being the highest law enforcement officer in the county, notwithstanding the district attorney, who was also there. So my hat's off to that woman. She was a real constitutional sheriff, and it was an absolute pleasure to make her acquaintance. Now, I think it was Alan that mentioned the client or bull theory, bull series on TV. And in that first episode, which I had the ability to watch myself back then when I had lamestream TV, I found it to be very enlightening because the first premise they put forward, it was like a precog law and jury qualification witness validation series where they were looking at what the potentiality of the witnesses and the jurors would be in reacting to testamentary evidence of a witness or the other. And the premise they put forth was the client is the enemy. That's the first rule. And I thought that was pretty noteworthy because that pretty much tells it. In fact, we hear the BLM, we hear it Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, but I would suggest that it's more accurately Bar Lives Matter. In fact, I did
everyone in that courtroom is a member of the court, and they have to practice in those courts, so they can't disturb them too much, can they?
Well, I actually perceive it to be a big gang that operates the facade of a court. It's really a communist show trial or a kabuki theater posed to give the people the illusion of justice and fairness when there is no such thing. It's actually a war against the people they drag in there. There's a concept in Black's Law Dictionary you have to look two words up separately called just, J-U-S, which means the law, and feciales, F-E-C-I-A-L-E-S or F-E-T-I-A-L-E-S, two different spells of the same word. And it sounds a lot like feces because it's a bunch of crap, because the Black's Law says it's a secret, silent war to absolute destruction of anybody they can ensnare into their war court schemes.
Yeah. How much can we squeeze out of them before they're gone? Yeah, we put them in prison and use them as work labor, or whether we, pile more charges up on them and get them to plea and pay a fine. And, yeah, it's... The lawyers get the money, no matter whether a client wins or loses. So, yeah, I think the whole thing is a game. You're right. It's a bad game, but it's a game.
And lastly, I unfortunately was an ADA, American Disability Act, senior crime victim. Someone maliciously, with extreme malice aforethought, saw fit to step deep into my front yard behind a tree where my truck was parked in front of my front door, in spite of cameras being up there, and that don't work thanks to my betraying and abandoning ex-wife. They apparently used a baseball bat or some similar tool to break out the window on my poor old diesel 87 Ford pickup truck that works very well, but it was a very egregious and violent and expensive act for them to do to send me a message, I think, and I have some suggestions of who might have done it, but I don't have any proof yet. Although I've narrowed it down to probably two potentialities.
That's terrible.
I know Steve expected me to say, that's why I've got a lab. But...
Well, I used to have dogs, but the bride, when she abandoned me and betrayed me and fabricated false evidence against me, she took the dogs and the birds that barked like a dog and the children and everything else with her and left me pretty much lonely in this house. So it was pretty rough on the old guy, but I'm pulling through pretty well. I'm over her and, still trying to fight off the false lies or trying to frame the blame on the victim with me. And so thank you very much, guys. You have a great and fabulous day. God bless Texas and keep up the good work, republicradio.com. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Chris. You're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio, 1-800-313-9443. Bottom of the hour, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Let's come back to the show. The Public of Texas Radio, 1-800-313-9443 if you want to talk about something, whatever. I want to go back a little bit. Let's go back to what Sherry in Kansas was talking about. And she talked about that series called Dark Angel. And she put forward that perhaps they actually canceled it because of their position on drones and how it was kind of counter to what the government wanted you to think about drones. I'd say, yeah, that's really good. But then that brings up the other show. You know, my first show was Firefly that I wanted to talk about, you know, because it was about, you know, bad stuff and good people. And the second show was called Jericho. Now, Jericho came out in like 2006. Now, it was what I'd call a bad series. The first two episodes were absolutely horrible. And it was like going, man, what am I watching this for? But then all of a sudden it changed because what it depicted in its short run, it did make a second season. They didn't really want it to make a second season. It depicted a post-apocalyptic United States of America after a rogue, I believe it was the Secretary of State that looked like Dick Cheney during the Bush era, got a Blackwater-type community to blow off nukes all over the United States of America, and it showed how, well, their view of how things would play out. It was a little bit too close to home, and so it was canceled after the first year with stellar ratings again. Well, this time there was a little community called Reddit out there in cyberspace, and allegedly the story goes that the people on Reddit went ahead and petitioned CBS and said, no, you can't get rid of that. You know, you sent them a whole bunch of nuts, and well, they go, okay, we'll do one more year. And so they did two seasons of a show called Jericho. But it was interesting and fascinating because it introduced the false flag narrative to a society that was deep entrenched in this war of terror. And it wasn't timely. It wasn't good. Or perhaps, well, that was predictive programming again. I don't know. I don't know what it was about, but it was definitely one of my favorite, you know, little science fiction shows that not too many other people know about. But a few of them, the hardcore sci-fi fans would find it fascinating. You never got
Jericho to... I saw a lot of episodes of Jericho. That was right. That was shortly before I lost television, yeah. And you know, yeah. That Dark Angel, Steve, I wonder if one of my cousins might have been working on that, because he was down one time and he was saying that he was doing research on drones because they were incorporating drone-type technology into some show that they were doing. And he said, you know anything about it? I said, yeah. I said, I see the reports all the time. I said, you know, we're killing 50 to 100 people a week, you know, minimum over there, you know, with drone strikes. And he said, yeah, I never really knew that was going on until he started looking into, you know, drones. And he found out, you know, what our war drones were doing over there, you know, giving those loving hellfire missiles to everyone over in Afghanistan and such. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's such a strange world. And, you know, you can see it in your science fiction as it gets applied to reality. And we're seeing a lot of problems in our culture based on the technology that we're ingesting, that we're using. The battle of the rectangles is in full force, and it's taking the toll on our bodies physically. Whether you want to just say that it's because we just sit around and look at a rectangle and let it program us all day long. They say it's a smart device. But, you know, well, it makes us dumber. And, you know, most everybody out there agrees with that. The amount of radiation that we're getting from it is, well, it's bad. You know, sticking your head in a microwave isn't good. Sticking your tablet in your lap with more radiation coming out of it than sticking your head in front of a microwave is not a good idea, especially if you're going to do it all day long, because you can slow cook stuff in a microwave. It's not a good position whatsoever, but we've ingested this as a society. But we're kind of almost gone to a certain extent. At least it brings back a futile nature that goes, well, what can you do, Doc? I mean, let's give that to you. What can you do when we're being attacked on the food front? We're being attacked potentially from the radiation, from the high density of cell towers. We've been told all this stuff was coming. You know, we didn't protect ourselves. And they point to these dang movies and say, well, you're just being paranoid over fiction, science fiction. What do you think, Doc? Am I going down the hopeless route, or is there something that's going to change this?
Well, it could be very hopeless if people don't do anything. For most people, they need to look into maybe their own greenhouses, aquaponics. They need to look into nutritional stuff that helps keep the heavy metals out of your body if you're picking them up from the water, the food, the soil. There's a lot of things you can do to help yourself prepare, but what you notice is when you see a lot of deaths from anything, it's usually people that were on a lot of medications, already very sick, very young, fresh from the vaccine factory, and they just don't have a chance to build immune systems and fight, and the elderly's immune system has been destroyed. So the rest of us have a chance to do some good whenever possible. You know, grow your own stuff, do as organic as possible, and, you know, try to slowly work yourself off the grid a little every chance you get.
But one, my my problem with that, Doc, is it becomes a constant battle all day long. You're trying to battle this, right? It's like Chris out of Vegas. Now, he's embroiled in this malicious attack against him on multi-fronts, you know, and that is really the culmination of where he is today. You know, he's engaged, and he didn't want to engage. He wanted to be left alone, but they won't leave him alone, right? I want them to leave me alone, yet I can't go out. I have to buy an organic tomato, right, to try to get away from this Monsanto stuff. I can't even get away from that because the neighbor next door, right, he has a field, and he sprays it down with glyphosate. You know, they poison the environment that way, and that leaches down into the water. So to take up that battle is huge, and you spend your entire time, your entire life, battling. And maybe that's just what we were born into, and maybe that's just me kind of complaining that I feel that I should be doing so much more than just fighting this attack vector that is, well, been given to humanity.
Well, that's why you quit stressing so much, and people need to just pick one little thing at a time that they can do to do a little good. Maybe a little aquaponics plant in the house where the fish are fertilizing the food for you, and you can grow that real simple. Start small, your own tomato plant, cucumber plant, or you know, whatever you like, but start small.
Steve, kind of the mind control thing, the enslavement of the rectangle, you know, world. I kind of realized yesterday, it's like, I guess everyone kind of has their own rectangle, whether it's an actual rectangle or something else, you know. I guess my rectangle is my dog. You know, when he's not with me, I'm wondering where he is, what he's doing, you know, and what he... So, you know, I guess everyone has their own little rectangle of one type or another.
Okay. Well, I guess they've just co-opted that, because we used to play with other things like puppies. And, you know, I don't know, Alan. I don't know if that mixes, but I'll think about it. Because, you know, BB, your puppy, you know, it's a lot more than just...
He goes everywhere with me, though. When he's not with me, I'm wondering where he is. I look around and he's looking for BB, make sure he's, you know, with me, and he's not, you know, wandering off into traffic or something. So talking about the battle, you know, you can prepare to a point, but you know, Steve, as I like to say, you never know your Teotihuacan, you know, the end of the world as we know it until you get there. You know, you never know what your reaction will be, what the circumstances will be. There's so many ways that we could be hit. Cannot prepare for everything unless you are, you know, a billionaire. And if you're a billionaire, you're one of them, so you don't have to prepare. So, you know, it's a crazy world. It's stressful, yes.
It is. It's very crazy. And that's one of the directions that I've been dealing with preparedness is kind of this radio show. And the radio show is, well, of course, for all the Republic Broadcasting listeners and anybody that wants to listen, that's fine. But it's also for the folks around me in my community that I have some influence with at all. It allows me to actually speak to them about esoteric things, even if they don't want to, even if I don't want to, right? Because all of a sudden it comes up, what do you do, and this and that. They hear me on the radio. They hear people talking about the radio. We talk about crazy subjects, and it gives you an inroad to actually discuss that, let alone the fact that the incredible amount of information that we go through here on the show, it empowers me. But, you know, like you say, Doc, I stress out over a lot of these things and ask myself, you know, when I'm driving down the street, Doc, you know, Main Street really, really got me, right? Because I won't consider myself fat, but hell, shit, I might as well, you know, but it's like, I've got to do something. What to do, you know, and I'm not doing enough. And the world's getting smaller, I think.
And the Steve, globalists on that note, are, you know, it's, coming it's gotten, in. It's gotten to the point, Steve, where if you want to eat healthy, it's a full-time job. You have to devote all of your time to finding foods that, you know, are less, you know, hazardous to you. You know, and it's just, yeah. You know, unless you have that time to do it, it's hard to eat right.
Well, and that's why I say quit stressing about it. Do the best you can without making it a job. And just lowering that stress will help your body deal with things. And I tell people all the time, when you go out to eat, you can ask a couple questions and they'll appreciate it and they'll change things and how they prepare food if they get enough questions. But when you go out to eat, relax, enjoy, and pray that they didn't do any worse than you can imagine. And don't let all that stuff eat you up, because the stress will shorten your life no matter how good you eat and take care of yourself if you keep worrying. So you just got to make the best. You find some crazy doctor like me to help you along the way with some of the other stuff, and enjoy life. Live for today.
Yeah, and Doc, you know, your natural remedies, I can definitely say, you know, I'm living proof of it. You know, like I said, I got to the point of where I could hardly drag my butt out the door. There was no will to do anything. And, you know, you've got me on a few supplements and, you know, some, you know, thyroid, you know, other supplements. And it has, you know, given me a little zest. You know, I can go out and do things. It got to the point where I couldn't even do things that I love to do. You know, I couldn't go out and go fishing or, you know, go out in the pasture out here, you know, just walk around and enjoy nature. There's a lot of things that are going on in our systems that we don't really realize, and it's hard to, you know, get back to the way that we used to feel. You got to work at it now.
Yeah. You know, I have a wonderful, wonderful job, right? The job that I created, you know, based on all the years that I've been doing computer stuff, and I get to visit with people all day long, and I found out that I am kind of a social creature, and I like talking to people. And one thing that makes me really sad is a lot of the folks that I do business with are very well off, and well, then you get over and you start meeting them and talking to them, and you find out they're really neat people, but you find out that they're under attack. They have these doctors that are doing things to them, and well, they're under attack by the same things, the glyphosates and all that in our reality. And you're like, wow, you're a wealthy, rich oil tycoon type guy, got all the money in the world, and you're under attack. You're being attacked by chemotherapy, and you're being attacked by this and that. It's just sad. And maybe I have too much of a heart, and I gotta let that go and to de-stress.
Wow, that's why we're doing what we do, Steve, because we do care.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go back to Mike and Fred in Michigan. You're next. Mike, what do you got?
Well, you're talking about the enslavement of the rectangles. I've been calling it the bewilderment of the rectangles for several years. Every time I read a public service announcement about, some technology class or something that they're offering at the library, that's what I call it. You know, hopefully you can reduce the bewilderment of the rectangles. But I recently found out about something in the last, I don't know, year or so, that these smart TVs are throwing out high frequency tones that none of us can hear. You know, it's above, I guess, human hearing range. And a lot of folks don't realize when they go down and pick up a new phone every 2 or 3 years that there may be apps activated on there. And of course, all these devices listen for software updates. You may have active apps on there or covert apps on there that you don't know about. They're being manipulated from these high-frequency tones coming out of the media that you take in. And it's probably not just coming out of the, you know, television programming, but that's one way into your device where you can't watch TV privately anymore. Even if you're watching over-the-air antenna TV that's not hooked into your home Wi-Fi network, you know, and you don't have a smart TV, that those dang tones are coming out and getting into your phones.
And the flicker rate, Mike.
Huh?
The flicker rates. If you don't think that there's a flicker rate, if you got a ceiling fan in your home, turn your ceiling fan on and turn the lights out in your house at night, and watch the shadow of the blades on the ceiling, and you can see it. You know, tick 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 tick. And you can watch it move around, and you can see that there's a flicker rate.
Talk to people that's done drugs, you know, like marijuana or what do you call them, hallucinogenic drugs, and they claim that they can actually see the frames it alters their state of consciousness and it spooked the heck out of them. They thought that the frames flickering into their brain were erasing part of their brain or writing those images into their brain at like up to 120 to 240 times a second. And the old TV was 30 frames or 60 frames a second, like 60 half frames a second, because every other line scans in on the image, interlaced. And that's what the different digital formats stand for. You got 1080i and 1080p. That's progressive or interlaced. But yeah, they're flashing into your head, and you can't unsee stuff like that. So I'll let you go. I just want to chime in on those tones. Okay. It's not science fiction.
Hey, anytime, Mike. You're always welcome. Hey, Fred in Michigan, hang on there, man. We got you next. Love Cup Texas Radio.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right. Well, it's the end of the show. Ken would like to make us all aware that there's a new TV out there that uses a screen, the big screen, as a speaker. That's a big vibrating surface. You know, the physical effects on the environment, could that be used nefariously? I don't know. We'll see in the future, I'm sure. Ken, I don't know. But let's go to Fred in Michigan. Fred, are you there?
Morning. Yeah, good morning.
Fred? Good morning.
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, hey, my answer to all of that Talmudic Babylonian ether subterfuge is that I'm celebrating my 11th anniversary of being Talmud vision free. So get rid of the damn thing, just like the microwave. Donate it to your local Freemasonic Judaic temple. That's a good place to get rid of it. Let those folks enjoy the modern technologic effects. If you want to protect yourself, I found a technology from a brilliant Russian scientist, Dmitry, AIRESTECH .com. What it does is convert the deleterious, harmful microwave frequency radiation into actually biocompatible, life-enhancing frequencies. And they have a really advanced one that you can stuff in your shirt pocket or wear it. I wear it as like a pendant. And man, what a difference. I stuck one on my smartphone because it emits really. And before I did this, guys, my hands they would just cramp all up, man. I'd be dropping the thing after 5 or 10 minutes of holding it in my hand. And if I held it up to my head, my eardrums would be vibrating back and forth. It was really totally frickin' bizarre. Now all of that, none of those effects happen. Man, it's like a therapeutic experience now. So again, his website is AIRESTECH.com. The other thing I put to the test recently, because I was really failing with my energy, is this stuff called Bio Superfood. There's a dude up in Niagara Falls, Roland. BioAGE, BioAge.com. That stuff is a... my neighbor who had cancer, he was bleeding out. He had gone through chemo radiation. The dude was just barely getting around. I convinced him to go on it. In 2 weeks, he says, man, I feel like I'm 20 years younger. 2 freaking weeks.
And that's from algae, right? I believe that's from algae, right?
Yeah, the dude from, Kiryak, he's a biochemist from Russia. Before Chernobyl, he had already proved on farm animals all over the place that they could drastically enhance longevity and like milk production. It was astonishing, and he saved thousands of lives, including his own family. So I went on that stuff finally, and man, I'll never be without it, guys. It's just totally transformed my life.
Jeff Rentz pushes that. Yeah, he says it's definitely good stuff.
Hey, thanks for your call. Thank you guys for listening. Republic of Texas Radio, until next week. Love y'all.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com.
Gather around everyone and let me tell you a tale.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.